you see Jesus when you invoke his name and say, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit? Do you see Jesus as he stands here and forgives you all your sins every time you confess them to him in faith? Do you see Jesus as he speaks to you from the Holy Scriptures as they're read and preached into your ears? Do you see Jesus as he listens to our prayers and petitions while we offer them up to him in our songs and in our prayers and in our heartfelt praise? Do you see Jesus as he comes to you in the bread and wine that he makes, his body and blood? Do you see Jesus as he stands here among us all and shines his face on us and pours his grace down upon us and lifts his countenance upon us in the benediction? Do you see Jesus? I sure hope you do. Because Jesus Christ is right here. And he has come to this very place to do exactly what God the Father has sent him to do. Jesus has come to open up your blind eyes and to save you from the spiritual blindness that hides him from your sight. Jesus has come to take away your sins and rescue you from the eternal fires of hell. Jesus has come to lift you up when you're bowed down by worry, by sickness, by pain, and by all the sorrows that weigh heavy on your soul. Jesus has come to heal your body, to purify your soul, to cleanse your heart, to decontaminate your mind, and to anoint you with his saving grace in a great abundance. Jesus is here, and that's what he's doing. Do you see it? Now, I know you don't see him like you see everyone else in the chapel. We don't see Jesus like we see the furniture and the altar and the pulpit and the font and the candles and one another. That's not the kind of seeing we're talking about. When I ask you if you see Jesus, I'm asking you if you recognize him as he comes to you the way he has promised to come. Jesus is present in every part of our worship service. He is present in the Word and in the sacraments. He's in the invocation. He's in the absolution. He's in the Holy Word read from the Bible. He's in the sermon as it's preached. He's in the prayers, listening and answering every word. He's in the sacrament of the altar. He's in the benediction. And he's in the closing hymn. And every single thing we do in our worship, Christ is here, present in our midst, to pour out his forgiveness, life, and salvation into us. As our opening hymn says so beautifully, God himself is present. And to see Christ present like that in our midst doesn't even require eyes at all. All it requires is faith. Faith in his promise never to leave us nor forsake us. So pray for that kind of faith today. Pray that God would open up the eyes of your heart to see Jesus as he comes. Pray that by his grace you would see Jesus today, tomorrow, next Sunday, every Sunday, and every day of your life here on this earth. And once you see Jesus, never take your eyes off of him. Do as the writer of Hebrews says, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Fix your eyes on Jesus here and now, and on the last day. At the end of the age, you will see Jesus in all his heavenly glory. And he will take you to live with him forever, where you will fix your eyes on Jesus together with all the saints and all the angels in the new heavens and the new earth. When you don't see God when he comes into your midst, you know what happens. You get driven from home. You lose everything that matters. You suffer at the hand of your enemies. And in the end, you die an eternal death. So fix your eyes on Jesus, because he has promised you great and glorious things. Fix your eyes on Jesus, because when you see Jesus, you see the fulfillment of every single promise God has ever made. Fix your eyes on Jesus, because when you see Jesus, you will see God welcome you into your everlasting home in the mansions of the Lord. When you see Jesus, you will see God deliver you from all your sin and all your enemies. Fix your eyes on Jesus, and you will see God's blessing, God's rescue, and God's hand upon every moment of your life. Fix your eyes on Jesus, and you will see God grant you a blessed life here and now, and the most blessed life in the ages to come, where we will live a life that has no end. Fix your eyes on Jesus, and make that prayer of those Greeks in St. John's Gospel your prayer today and every day. Pray it, and God will grant it. Pray we would see Jesus, and God will grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.